Every week, we check in with America's Test Kitchen on what they're working on, and this week, it's a million little things to make Thanksgiving dinner just a little easier. Our managing producer, Sally Swift, talked with ATK's Julia Davison and Bridget Lancaster about some of their favorite holiday hacks.
Hey, Julia and Bridget, so great to have you both here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for having us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Sally.
So we are deep into the cookiness time of year, and I have brought you here as a public service to all of our listeners to whip through some strategies for our Thanksgiving dinner. And I want to start first and foremost. Do we need to truss our turkey or not?
Well, only if you want to be more stressed out. Actually, you do not have
exactly
to truss that turkey. No. There's absolutely no reason for that. You know, depending on how you cook your turkey, it's usually in some sort of rack. It actually is a bad idea to tie those legs together. In just about every part of your life, that's always a good idea not to tie legs together. But especially with the turkey, you don't want to tie the legs together because you want them to actually spread apart a little bit so the heat will get in there. You know, there's that little area between the turkey thigh and the rest of the turkey body that always lags behind in cooking time. So do not truss. That will speed things up.
That is sweet relief. Okay, Julia, will you tell us what we can make ahead? What do you think?
Yeah, you can make a ton ahead. I think the game changer for me was when I started making gravy ahead of time. I mean, it's amazing. I, for example, this year I'm visiting my folks, and it's about a 6-hour drive. And my mother said, you know, oh, you can't bring anything. I said, oh, yes, I can. I can bring a gallon.
I'm packing gravy.
A gallon of homemade gravy. And it's no matter where, if you're having it at your house or someone else's house, you show up with a gallon of homemade turkey gravy, you're a rock star. Because if you think about the gravy, most people wait until the last minute when the drippings are in the pan during mm-hmm. that time when the turkey's resting. That's like about 45 minutes to an hour. And that is the busiest time of the day. You're trying to get the table done, all the last minute vegetable cookery done, carving the turkey, and you're making gravy, which was kind of everyone's favorite part. So make egg gravy, you roast parts, and wings work really well. They're pretty inexpensive, and you can buy them separately at the store with some classic vegetables for, you know, celery and carrots and onion. And then you make a stock, and from that stock, you make a quick gravy, and you can make that now and freeze it.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and that takes a lot of pressure off. What about sweet things? Like, how do you feel about doing breads and rolls and pie dough and stuff before? What's your theory on that, Bridget?
So pie dough, 3 weeks ago, I made it, and it's already rolled out. And I just store it in between pieces of parchment paper, and I stack it in a pizza box that I stole from the local pizzeria.
You roll it out.
Yeah, I already have it rolled out.
I never thought about doing that.
But why do that on the day?
Holy
right?
cow. You just blew my mind right now.
Already rolled out.
That's a darn good idea.
So all you have to do is you take out this giant disc of dough, which is frozen, let it sit on the counter maybe 10 minutes, and then it's soft enough to start fitting into the pie plate. Done.
Mm-hmm. And what about stuff for the stuffing?
Well,
what can you do in advance?
So I do cornbread stuffing. So I make the cornbread, mm-hmm. let it stale, let it dry out. I actually toast it a little bit in the oven too, so it can get a little bit brown color. That, and then all the vegetables, actually, the onions and the celery, everything gets cut up ahead of time, chopped, put into a Ziploc bag and frozen.
And you can assemble that stuffing at least the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea. Okay, and let's move on to hacks that people may not have thought about to kind of keep the system going, the Thanksgiving system going. Julia, do you have some favorites for this year? I bet you have something with that gravy since you're hauling it.
Totally. The slow cooker. If you have a slow cooker now.
Really?
Yeah, because if you think about it, it's also for the gravy and or the mashed potatoes. I remember I worked for a caterer and I learned to put mashed potatoes in the slow cooker. And then you take little pats of butter and you poke them down into the mashed potatoes. And then when it comes serving time and you go in with a spoon, you get these pockets of melted butter. It's amazing. And sometimes they have little slow cookers meant for dips or cooking for two. Mm-hmm. The smaller one's perfect for keeping gravy warm. And then the dumbest one. I mean, the dumbest hack ever, which is my absolute favorite.
We're gonna set it up.
Yeah.
Irresistible.
So it's Post-its, right? And you pull out all your serving dishes and even serving utensils, and you put a Post-it, like this one's for the turkey and this one's for the green beans mm-hmm. and this one's for the mashed potatoes. And what that does is, again, that last hour before the meal or 45 minutes when you're cooking the delicate vegetables, carving the bird. People want to help you. You know, no one wants to see you sweating in the kitchen. They want to help. Yeah. And it makes it easy if they know where to put things. Oh, put the beans on there. Put the mashed potatoes in there. And that way people can help and it comes out the way you want it.
That is super geeky, but it is a really great idea.
Yeah, it's pretty. You have to be kind of on the intense side of Thanksgiving planning. I mean, I do a full-on list with a timeline. People make fun of me. But you know what? Turkey's in the oven. I'm going for a walk with the dogs because I know everything's in place. So
that is unheard of.
Yeah, Julia, laugh all you want.
In the morning, Julia's up with the trumpet and revelry. Like, get up. It's time for Thanksgiving.
Oh, and everyone has a line item on the schedule. Like, you're responsible for trimming the beans and you're responsible for this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Wow.
I think you're a producer at heart.
I'm definitely an over-planner at heart.
Hey, Bridget. You know, people bring wine and they bring white bottles and they're not chilled. Is there a fast way? How do you like to chill it down? How do you drink the wine as fast as you possibly can? That's my question.
Sally, I like the way you think. Hey, what's up with those people bringing warm bottles of wine anyway? We should have a whole separate conversation about that at some point. But, you know, there is a really fast way to chill down a bottle of wine. You know, if you put a bottle of wine in the fridge, it's going to take an hour for it to get down to about 50 degrees. A much faster way is you wrap it in wet paper towels, or actually even better is a kitchen towel, and put it in the freezer. It's going to chill down to 50 degrees in 30 minutes. The towel's going to be frozen, just so you know, when you pull it out. But it's the perfect amount of time. And what's happening is that wet towel is wicking away the heat from the bottle of wine. So it's actually a heat transfer, as you know, anytime you cool something, you're taking heat away from it. So the wet towel does a much better job as just the air in the freezer.
I've never heard that trick before. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sally.
Happy Thanksgiving, you too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Julia Collin Davison and Bridget Lancaster are hosts of the TV shows America's Test Kitchen and Cook's Country. You can find their recipe for make-ahead gravy at splendidtable.org.